The Law of Healing, explained by the Ascended Masters through the I Am Activity and the Bridge to Freedom Dispensations. You are most welcome to share this booklet, but do not change the Ascended Master teaching it contains, which has been given to humankind for the benefit of all. The Law of Healing, explained by the Ascended Masters. Compiled by Metaphysica Vita Libre at gmail.com. Practice the presence of God for permanent release from bodily disturbance. Ascended Master Saint Germain. From Ascended Master Instruction, Discourse 12. Healing Contemplations. I am the Christ presence within me, drawing me through the magnetic power of its love into the full realization and acceptance of my divinity. I do now abide within that presence, and I am its full manifestation of perfection right now. My mortal consciousness is now centered within the sacred fire within my heart, and there I am at one with the divine concept of my own perfection, which shall now be made manifest through me. The sacred fire within my heart is now expanding with full power in all its beauty and perfection through every center within my body, and I shall now attain full use and mastery over all the inner faculties and their centers of force within me. From the Bridge to Freedom, a monthly journal devoted to individual unfoldment, contact with the Great White Brotherhood, and Cooperative World Service. Volume 3, May 1954. The Inner Cause and Inner Healing of Disease, by Beloved Ascended Master Serapis Bey, The Bridge to Freedom Journal, January 1956. My beloved friends, the healing of the new day comes under an entirely different aspect of the law than all preceding service along this line, because we enter a new cycle, wherein permanent illumination will outpicture as divine perfection, and the activity of the healing flame will be directed toward the dissolving of the inner causes within the life stream, which result from certain definite maladjustments in both mind and body. Science is beginning to realize that a great many physical and mental disorders are due to unseen emotional causes, which rest within the consciousness of those concerned, sometimes buried beneath the reach and memory of the individual's personal identity. The increase of illumination flowing from the fifth ray will open to the earnest and honest members of the healing profession a new understanding which will require the blending of religion and science, one of the integral steps toward freedom which has been promised to mankind. To illustrate briefly, every organ and cell within the physical mechanism has a vibratory action of its own, separate and distinct from the vibratory action of its neighbors. Within the inner bodies, there are certain centers that vibrate in unison with these physical organisms. Certain mental and emotional distortions within the inner bodies affect the physical mechanism in a discordant manner, so that the inner vehicles must be harmonized and purified in order to have a permanent relief and release from maladjustment of the outer self. When these inner causes are removed from the consciousness by illumination of the outer mind, the purification of the inner bodies, and the cooperation of the personal self, you will find the distressing effect in the physical organism dissolved and dropping away. This is why the spiritual healing of today is more protracted than in the earlier days, but it provides a vast field for experimentation by the life stream interested in raising the cover on this tremendous science, with the desire to join one's forces with the cosmic movement of the age, and by application to manifest the proof of the law presented. An intelligent understanding of the mechanics of the physical form in relation to the other three lower bodies will enable you to become more valuable to the hierarchy and to mankind in the treating and dissolving of the cause behind the appearances of imperfection. The nervous system of the body was provided to carry pure light from the I Am Presence to sustain the various organisms and to motivate them according to the direction of the higher mind, the Holy Christ Self. Medical science will attest to the fact that the brain center directs impulses of energy through the nervous system, which precede all activity, conscious and unconscious. When the impulses from the brain are blocked by contracted nerve channels or injured nerves, the body ceases to function perfectly in the particular area where such blockage occurs. Why? Because the light, which is life, is the only animating and motivating power in the universe. And if the channel through which it passes does not remain open for one reason or another, the light in that portion of the body, organ, limb, or cell steadily decreases, having no feeding station from which to draw. The nervous system is affected by all discordant vibrations set up in the mental, emotional, and etheric bodies. It is like a hose that has lost its resiliency or become stuck together so that the passage of fluid through it is no longer possible and it becomes unfit for use. Fear, depression, uncertainty, as well as anger and other violent emotions continually corrode the lines of very sensitive fibers, which comprise the nervous system. This causes old age, disintegration, and so-called death. The blockage of the flow of light through the nervous system is the only reason that the various parts of the body cease to receive the renewing power contained within this natural life flow, and gradually disintegration takes place. In the ordinary course of nature, if the nervous system were not impaired, even the small percentage of light allotted to the use of the outer self of mankind today, only 5 to 10% of that which could be his were he to remain wholly harmonious at all times, would completely renew every nerve, every cell, every tissue, every bone and muscle within 6 months to 1 year. The light that flows through the nervous system carries the renewing power, and when the channels through which that light flows are disintegrated, the renewing and rejuvenation processes cease. In his progress to perfection, although mankind would have had to change his physical garments from time to time in order to vary his life experience on the earth plane, he could wear those garments, or bodies, in youth and beauty, and discard them while they were yet functioning perfectly, by merely consciously withdrawing all the life and light from the nervous system and the cells and atoms which were still intact. Then the remaining structure, placed in the flame, would be returned to its natural elements. All poor eyesight, impaired hearing, and retarded mental faculties, as well as all wasting diseases to which mankind are prone, and for that matter every imperfect expression of disease, is lack of light resulting from blockage or broken lines, which previously carried light into that particular section of the anatomy that seems to be disturbed. You would do well to secure a chart of the physical body and study the nervous system. You will find that the nerves extend all the way to the tips of the fingers and toes and to all strategic and vital organs, and that fine hair lines of feeders, which may not be illustrated on the chart, extend from the main channels. If there is an appearance of distress or disease in any particular section of the vehicle, you can thus intelligently trace the particular part of the nervous system that has been impaired. This can be replaced and rebuilt by the visualization of the light flowing through that section, repairing the damage done. Then the life stream must be carefully examined for the cause within which has shattered the nervous system in that section. A sincere call to your own God presence will reveal in the privacy of your own heart the conditions of the mental, emotional, and etheric bodies which are responsible for the damage. In the name and authority of your own beloved I Am Presence, command that discord to cease. That discord is merely impulses of vibration which are like the clashing of cymbals in a destructive manner. Command such discord to cease in your bodies and in those of all mankind. In this way, you could rebuild any faulty organ into perfect health in a matter of hours, days, weeks, or months, according to your specific capabilities and concentration. Blessings and love to you all. Fraternally yours, The Bridge to Freedom Journal, September 1955. Dear Editor, I received the June Bridge, and I found the monthly letter from the Maha Chohan to the transmission class most important. I have read it over 50 times. I also want to thank you for the monthly letter to the sponsors of the bridge containing instruction on healing by Serapis Bay. I have been suffering from fevers during the last 2 months and have had 24 penicillin injections. As soon as I read the instructions of Serapis Bay on healing and applied it, I was immediately healed. I am feeling as well now as I did 3 months ago. D.P.R., Havana, Cuba. Editor's Note. We are grateful that the students not only enjoy the instructions of the masters, but are applying them toward their own freedom from distress. Knowledge without works is merely accretion in the mental body. Signed, Ascended Master El Moira, Editor. The Law of Healing Explained. An Address by Beloved Ascended Master, Mother Mary. July 2nd, 1958. From the Bridge to Freedom Journal, December 1958. Beloved ones, my activity has been concerned with healing for many, many centuries. Naturally, as my beloved Son Jesus rendered many miraculous healings during his lifetime, so far as the outer mind of the people was concerned, although he used merely the spiritual law of love, so too have I devoted my life, all during the time since my own ascension, to helping those who sincerely desire to heal the minds, bodies, and souls of men in whatsoever constructive activity they serve, whether they are advanced students who know the mystical science of healing, whether they are the missionaries, whether they are the doctors and nurses under Hilarion's care, whether they are those who work under the ray of purity and in the cloister, whether they are those who work for World Brotherhood, the humanitarian aspect of beloved Paul the Venetian, whether they are the men and women who use the activities of the second ray in research and accretion of knowledge which they put to use, or whether they are the honest and sincere individuals who heal by faith. With Jesus, particularly, so many of the consciousnesses of mankind rejected him in life, but have accepted him hundreds of years later. But that is the way of human consciousness. Only when one has passed safely beyond the gate of so-called death is it safe for the human to accept their truths. That will not always be. I saw a man, majestic beyond all words to describe, walk humbly in Judea and speak to men and women by the hundreds, giving them the law, and then proving that law in raising the so-called dead, making the blind to see, making the deaf to hear, the lame to walk again, and the lepers whole. That man was my son. I saw how few desired to know the law, how many wanted the fruit thereof. Today we see on the screen of life, as we measure each dear Chela, that more and more among you are those who apply the law yourselves, and this is magnificent, for it was not so in our time on this earth. I say to you who are particularly dealing with the activities of healing, Will you constantly remember while you are unascended to enfold yourselves in the luminous presence of some member of the Ascended Master's realm before you even begin to deal with the problems and distresses that will come to your attention, so that you do not, as the Maha Sahib said yesterday, draw that distress into you, but rather locked, sealed, and insulated in my presence, or the beloved Jesus, or Lord Michael, or the Ascended Master Saint Germain, you may then direct the healing currents into those individuals who need the assistance, either from their own I Am presence or any Ascended Master, calling all of the flames and rays of Divinity's Kingdom with which you have been acquainted into those life streams to give the assistance. Let me again remind you, although all of us have, first, you must remove the cause and core of the distress at inner levels, where it is not seen, before you can have permanent healing here on the earth plane. Otherwise, you do exactly like this. You place, through mental power, a kerchief over the condition, and for the time it is not apparent, particularly while the practitioner or healer is alive, whose very energy and life repels that cause and core and very often accepts it into himself or herself. But when the individual who is rendering that healing or service is removed from the body, preceding the individual who has been afflicted, most often the condition returns, even while in that embodiment, or if the individual who has been temporarily healed passes on, and the cause and core of the condition at inner levels is not removed, they will have to again experience that condition until someone makes that call. There is a cause and core behind every condition, whether it is mental, emotional, etheric, physical, financial, or whatever it may be. When that is plucked out by the roots by any of the divine beings who offer to do so, myself, the Goddess of Light, Astraea, Kuan Yin, any number of us. When that is removed, then you have a permanently healed patient, and remove also the tendencies to create new causes and cores, because on earth you will find very busy people. Individuals are creating constantly, waking, sleeping, day and night, constructively or otherwise. As our beloved Maha Sahib said yesterday, they create either more distress requiring more comfort, or they create more comfort, more light. Those of you who are interested in healing will know very often the individuals you heal or whom God heals through you will recreate those conditions unless you are alert and call to the I Am Presence, the Holy Christ Flame of that one, to remove the capacity to create a new cause and core. I have practiced this, beloved ones. I have done it now for almost 2,000 years. I give it to you as an explanation of the law of healing for those who choose to have it. It is not always too comfortable to have the full truth presented, and I know it is always more comfortable to just tell you, and this is true, that I love you with all my heart. I love you enough to share with you my light, to believe in you as I believed in Jesus, even on the cross on Golgotha, when every cell and fiber of my being cognized the reality of light immortal, sustaining that feeling for him until his resurrected form gave me relief from that particular vigilance. So I believe in you, and I hold for you the immaculate concept for you, each one, and for each other, even when you lose, for a time, the pattern of your own path home. Lovingly, kindly, and always your mother in light, Mother Mary.